Blog Talk Radio.
Diamonds on. Please, bitch, ain't talking about heat. Put it on. Screw. Spread out. Screw. Spread out. Screw. Spread out. Spread to a penthouse. Spread out. Spread to a penthouse. Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Niggas talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek. These niggas all sweet. Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the what, put it up for my seed.
Put it up.
No care for the IG disease.
No care. Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Club.
Do anything for club.
Just.
They do anything for club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Bitch, watch your mouth.
Watch.
Bitch, stay in your place.
Place.
Bitch, get out the way.
Move.
My bitch on your ass, Kim K.
Yeah.
No disrespect. The nigga be trippin', but we love, yeah. Swappin' that cost with my bitch. I bought her the limo, she bought me the Ray.
Swap it.
Practice, practice, practice make perfect. Nigga, it's never too late.
Never, never, never.
I said the out of the snake.
I said the soul out of the snake.
Then I see the bills up out of the bank.
Rack,
the blog and the media fake. Shout it DM me,
I'm straight.
I'm not gon' bite on the bait.
Nah.
Sippin' no toxic waste.
Nah.
On the low with your bitch in this grave.
On the low.
Mask on the face. Jason. Brought to this that we in shape.
Shit.
If I go broke, she gon' leave, escape.
She gone.
I put 2 mil in the safe. Just in case. Don't go my way.
No cap. My kids gotta have money. Not just me.
Back.
It's selfish.
It's selfish. Ooh, I took the crown off the king like Mike did Elvis.
Ooh, I took it.
Ooh, the world is wild, he dying, no lie, that don't help him.
World is wild.
Ooh, your bitch wanna eat up the drip, and you cannot help it. Scrap the street to a penthouse, Miami Beach.
Yeah, yo.
Niggas talk crazy on tweets. They don't want it cause I come to defeat.
They don't want it.
I peek, these niggas all sweet. Bamboo sticks all in the Jeep. It's a new weirdo every week.
Weirdo.
Get the what, put it up for my seed.
Put it up.
No care for the IG disease.
No care.
Do
anything for club.
They
do anything for club.
Anything.
Do anything for club.
Anything.
They do anything for club.
Club.
Do anything for club.
Just.
They do anything for clout.
Anything.
Do anything for clout.
Whole lot of people need to hear this. It's a lot of names on my hit list. Mops who say what he wants to. Pussy still wet like a big bitch. I should run a whole blog at this rate. They using my name for clickbait. Bitches even wanna start fake beef. They selling little weave in the mixtape. They know I'm the bomb, they ticking me off. Say anything to get a response. I know that mean they traffic is slow. Somebody just got a project to launch. So for being sane, they'd rather be well. Bitches is brandy, they wanna be down. Soon as these bitches got something to sell, they say my name, Destiny Child. Everybody wanna be lit. Everybody wanna be rich. Everybody wanna be this. If fuck you, I'll hate me, bitch.
All right, all right. I needed that. I'd do anything for clout. I do anything for clout. Y'all know who y'all are. There's some of y'all out here.
Anything.
Would do anything for clout. Lie on social media. Fake your life to something that it's not. Try to impress folks.
All the time, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is an unfortunate situation.
And make up who you are instead of living who you really are.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting.
But welcome to Motivate My Life with Teresa Murphy. Of course, I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And joining me in the studio today, co-host, LaTanya Taylor. A lot of you already know LaTanya. She has co-hosted several shows with me in the past. And, I got her down here today from Richmond. Well, hello, LaTanya.
Hello, Teresa. I'm so happy to be in the studio.
We so pumped, y'all. We pumped.
Yes.
We is pumped. Like, we pumped for numerous reasons. Firstly, today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about whatever. We didn't have a topic.
Mm-hmm.
We have no script. We did not rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
We just candidly having an open conversation.
Yeah.
But you guys know what we do. I know normally it's Motivation on Monday, and today's Tuesday, and this is our special edition show for Motivate My Life, wrapping up 2019. So I always got to give you guys my weekly motivation. Tomorrow starts a brand new year, a brand new day. And I don't do New Year resolutions. So I tell people all the time, I work on daily becoming a better me. And I think that's what's more important than working on a New Year resolution. Guys, don't put that much pressure on yourselves trying to have all these New Year resolutions. And if you have any, by all means, hold yourself accountable. And how do you do that? You write down a goal, an expectation, end date. If you're trying to lose 10 pounds, exactly how are you going to do it and when, what time frame do you want to have these 10 pounds lost? So
absolutely.
Don't just have a, I want to lose 10 pounds. By what? What you going to do to lose the 10 pounds? And when are you going to execute, right?
Yeah.
A lot of us know that's why the gym is full.
First January 2nd, all new membership time. And the gyms know it. They're expecting you guys. They are expecting this. This is what happens every year. But by March time frame.
Yeah. And March might be even pushing it, sis.
You think so? March. Well, guess what? Gyms still getting that money.
Oh, the gym getting their coins because y'all done joined and they ain't even going to the gym.
Ain't
even going to the gym.
Mm-mm.
Good stuff. All right, so we want to touch on a couple of things, though. Although we don't have a scheduled topic, the topic today is wrapping up 2019. Thank you guys for tuning in and joining us for wrapping up the 2019 year. I purposely did my show today because this is the last day of 2019.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to kind of take it out with you guys on a good note, right? And talk about some things that make it help you moving forward. And so one of the topics I'm going to pick, I'm going to talk about something, and then we'll have LaTanya kind of talk about what she think may be helpful for you guys moving forward in 2019. So the thing that I would like to talk about moving forward in 2020, I'm sorry, not 2019, 2020,
mm-hmm.
is that if you still have goals from 2019 that you have not accomplished, if you still have goals from 2018, that you have not accomplished, you don't need to be doing goals for 2019. Your goals for 2019 should be to accomplish the goals from 2018 and 2019. Because what's going to happen, you get in a routine and a pattern every new year to accomplish goals, and you do absolutely nothing. So go back and look over the past 2 years. Go back and look over the past 2 years, past 1 year, and just look at the goals that you had and see what exactly did you do to try to accomplish some of the things on the list, or what held you back. Sometimes we all, at the end of the day, a lot of times we don't have the motivation and the push. Maybe it's the circle that you hang around, right? We talk about that all the time. Is that right, LaTanya?
That's correct.
You have to change your circle. If your friend, if your circle is not motivating you, if they're not pushing you, right? If they're not making you feel that your dreams are possible, if you got that naysayer, if you got that, oh, I don't know how you're going to do it. Oh, that's going to cost a lot of money. Oh, how you going to do that working your full-time job?
Mm-hmm.
If you got her or him in the bunch, it's time to reevaluate your circle. And guess what? At the end of the day, everybody is not meant to go with you. And that's where we make our mistake at. So that was my first tip moving forward 2020. This whole new year, new me, and I'm going through my friend list. Honey, if you still deleting friends and folks, and I saw a meme and I thought it was so hilarious. The meme said, if every year you got to go and delete friends and things of that nature, something along those lines, then that means it might be you.
Exactly. That's a good one. No, that's good.
No, it said it might be you. So don't always point the fingers at other people. Always, sometimes, you know, because what I did for the past 30 days, as I looked at a reflection of how I can become a better myself, right? And that goes for business. That goes as a mom, even though, you know, my children are grown. That goes for even a wife. You know, how do you become a better version of who you were last year?
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you not let negativity continuously to drive you be a huge impact on your life? How do you do these things? And you hear it and you see it and people always say, oh, girl, you shouldn't let people get to you. Oh, girl, you shouldn't let people's opinions matter. But let's tell the truth.
Yeah.
People's opinions do matter to us.
Right.
We say they don't, but yes, they do.
It does.
A lot of what we do is because of people's opinion. Can you agree with that?
I can totally agree. You know, we say that's somebody's perception, but really it ends up turning out to you. You start feeling like it's really the reality, and it bothers you.
It does, because a lot of what we do it for we do it for the people, right? Even if you do it indirectly.
Yeah.
Because guess what I've heard? Oh, so-and-so don't never like my post on Facebook.
Wow.
They never like nothing I do. Are you posting for likes, right?
Right.
Are you posting for validation? Are you posting just because? And it's something you might need to go think about. Because let me tell you something. I have folks, and this is no shade at all. I have individuals that never like anything I post. I don't care. My right. post. Or I have things that they don't like anything, but then as soon as they see something, they think I'm talking about them.
Exactly. All the time.
So it's called the guilty.
Yeah.
But you can't worry about if somebody doesn't like your post, okay? So my whole thing is this. If you're posting to see what type of likes you're going to get, if you're posting to see what type of trash you're going to get, you're still looking for validation.
Yeah.
I have to be honest about this. I have people that have been friends with me on Facebook, family members,
right.
close folks.
And don't
of
like
course, I don't call them out.
Comment on nothing.
Don't never comment on nothing. Yeah, they'll comment on everybody else's stuff.
Right.
But they will never comment on mine. I don't care if I'm doing something for the community, whether I'm giving back. They have made their minds up, and they are determined.
Right.
They are not going to comment on my. I don't care,
yeah.
right? Because my blessings doesn't come from your comments, and my pockets sure don't get full from your comments.
Absolutely. And you're not posting for likes anyway. I think you're posting because that's something you're passionate about sharing. It's something that's important to you. It's something that is on your mind and dear to you, and you want to release it. So a lot of times it's just not about likes.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. It's not posting our business on Facebook. You know, because that's something else. Side note I want to touch on. Because a lot of you guys, you post your business on Facebook, and then as soon as somebody starts making comments, voice their opinion,
mm-hmm.
you're mad.
Yeah.
But you put your business out there for people to be able to make an opinion.
Absolutely. And if you don't want people to talk about it, then do not post it. You open the door for that opportunity to give people something to talk about. So either you have to make a decision in regard to, are you open for those comments? Think about it. Celebrities go through it all the time, so they end up turning their comments off because they don't want to hear what people have to say. So you have to make a decision at some point. Do you care about the comments or what people are saying about you? And if you do, just don't post it. Don't set yourself up for that.
I'm in total agreement with LaTanya because at the end of the day, let's just tell the truth. At the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
people are going to say things that you don't like.
All the time.
Okay? You have to understand, oh, and don't get, and this is really a pet peeve of mine now that we're talking, okay? Now that we're getting into some serious conversation.
Absolutely.
If somebody calls you and tells you what somebody said about you, 9 times out of 10, they probably said something too.
Well, the first thing you should say, well, what did you say? That should be the first thing you say. What did you say? Right?
No, honestly. Because a lot of times we'll sit and repeat what somebody said or whatever, and a lot of times we probably had our 2 cents in it too.
Guys, all the time.
You got to be careful with, again, this goes back to your circle,
yeah.
right? I probably have 5 friends, and I can name them all on one hand, and
yeah.
I'm okay with it, right?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal for me. I'm also okay with not being for everybody. I'm not for everybody.
Right.
This is like, honestly, this is
yeah.
like a PSA. It's my podcast, but this is a PSA. I don't care
right.
if you don't like me.
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't like my post. I don't care if you don't like what I do. I don't care. A lot of the things that I do, I have an audience for what I do.
Yeah.
And what that means, it might not include you.
Right.
So scroll and don't like you don't and hate. And hate. Because a lot of times, you know, a person would rather you won't unfriend me. That was another meme I seen.
No, they're
not gonna unfriend you. You won't unfriend me, but because you're too nosy to unfriend me, but you won't like nothing that I do.
Absolutely.
So, how do you feel about that, LaTanya? Because you know you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur. So, how do you feel about that?
I think that you have to begin to build that exterior where that stuff just doesn't bother you. We spend too much time in that space, and you just got to get to a point that doesn't bother you. The one thing I tell myself all the time, Teresa, is that don't have nothing to do with me. That's not about me.
Mm.
That is not about me. I'm good with me. And once you get good with you, I mean solid with you, once you begin to love on you, those things matter. Those are insecurities that we have as individuals. And so I think that that's something inside that we have to continue to work on as individuals, that stuff doesn't bother you. And that's where I had to get to that point. You know, but that takes practice.
So basically what LaTanya is saying is Your issues with her doesn't have anything to do with her. That has something to do with you. That has absolutely nothing to do with us. So if you actually got an issue, you know, with Latonya,
yeah,
she said that's your problem.
That's your problem.
And it's really your problem if you didn't come and address the issue.
Yeah, so guess what? I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And probably going to go harder. You know what I mean? I'm not going to stop. If I get one like, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep posting.
So you were my motivation to keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, all jokes aside, guys, in all honesty and all truth, that it's really important as we move forward on our journeys. A lot of us have accomplished a lot of success. A lot of us have a lot of things along the way that we want to accomplish. A lot of us, success for people looks totally different.
Yeah,
some folks are just successful. Success for them means make sure their family is okay.
Yeah.
So success for people looks totally different. And you have to find out, what does success look like for you, right? Like for myself, success for me is about helping other people on their journey to achieve success. I have a passion to help other folks achieve success. And so it's not just about the money. But I like to help other folks achieve success. And that's what success looks like for me. How about you, Tanya? What does success look like for you?
You know, I'm glad you said that. It was so funny because I was writing this out the other day, and for me, it's kind of similar. For me, success is really about being able to lead others to fulfill their purpose, fulfill their goals, to see other people shine. For me, that's what success is about. It's also an opportunity to be able to serve others and to put people in position. You know, I want to take my blessings and be a blessing for others. And for me, that's what it's about. You know, I talk about, people talk about money and, you know, money can be the root of all evil, but money can be a blessing too. And if you use it appropriately use it the right way, you can bless so many people. So for me, success is being able to be blessed and to be able to bless other people.
Wow, I love
that's
it.
That's important to me.
Yeah, I guess I really, honestly, I'm a big firm. You don't. Like I said, success for you can look totally different. There's no right or wrong of what success looks like for you.
Right.
But stop judging other people, because what you like, they don't like.
Yeah.
What's meaningful to you, it's not meaningful to them. Stop judging other people by their own actions.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's really important. And I always love to kick off the show with talking about why your opinion doesn't matter, because honestly, your opinion doesn't matter. your opinion honestly does not matter. Like, I mean, and I know some people say your opinion doesn't matter, but your opinion really doesn't matter. Your opinion really does not matter. So I want us to stop spending so much time worrying about what family members think. Because, you know, we had a conversation a while ago, Latonya and I, did we not, Latonya? And we talked about support. And you remember, we talked about, oh, my family doesn't support me and all the things that I do, and they didn't buy my book, they didn't buy this or whatever, they didn't post whatever.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I'm okay with my family not supporting me. Now, family, for those of you that have, I love you guys, I appreciate you. My family couldn't get me to the status of where I am today. I mean, I'm just being honest, because family want a discount. They don't want to pay full price. And this is not calling nobody out. This is telling the truth. I mean, so you need to find your target audience, whoever that may be, and spend time on that. So that way you don't have to solely rely on family supporting you. Because once so many people in the family have bought whatever it is that you're selling, then what?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Same thing with friends.
So we are going to go to a quick commercial break. And we will be right back.
We've been on a tragedy for once. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can have no chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chill. We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can be on chill tonight.
One time.
Maybe I can give you chill.
I'm getting mine like fine wine, measured in time. Many other brothers love you, but this pleasure is mine. It's no pressure for us to say that I love you for now. So fuck that cup of shit, I just want us to be comfortable now. For real, who you loving, who you wanna pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from it. So chill. Life hard and ex-lovers is like scars, cause it stopped hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club, with voicemails on third rings fucking me up.
Come on, trust. Why can't you agree with me for once?
I'm trying to slow up. Okay, they switch up on you, I'm gonna stay the same, yeah. I pull up on you, then put it in with patience. I'm good where we got it without no expectation. What good is the title when shawty been no way, yeah. Let me illustrate ya, let my tongue repaint ya. It's already wet, have you had a brainstorm? Everywhere a nigga take you, just know to my face, girl. Modify your energy so your bank and your skin glow. Max feel, let it fly, I be up in there a lot. Just to show you I don't care, go wear it to that nigga out. We don't share our whereabouts or the gossip, the hood love. Just to pray in confidence, if we good, that's good enough.
All right.
We're back.
Welcome back to Motivate My Life with Teresa Murphy. We are here today for you guys to tuning in the studio, joined by co-host LaTanya Taylor. LaTanya.
Hey guys, we're back.
LaTanya is all the way from Richmond, VA. Yay, yay.
Yes.
We appreciate all of you guys tuning in with us this evening for our wrap up for 2019, because 2019 is definitely a wrap. So for those of you that are just tuning in, we were just touching on a few things and how you can move forward in 2019 and be successful in achieving your goals and aligning your vision with what your goals actually are. Also, we were just discussing how what other people's issues and problems are is absolutely none of your business, okay? So let's not move forward with New Year resolutions, right? Let's talk about becoming a better version of yourself daily. That necessarily doesn't have to do with business, entrepreneurship. It doesn't have to be anything to do with family, your children, whatever. It doesn't have a set title,
right,
of becoming a better version of yourself. But sit and ask yourself, how can I work on me daily?
Yeah.
You don't want to work on you every new year. 12 months has went by. What have you done?
What have you accomplished?
What have you done for 12 months? So you want to make sure that you are working on a better version of yourself, so when the 12 months come, you can reflect on all of the things that you have actually achieved. So me personally, no. I don't do New Year resolutions. I'm not about to go through Facebook tomorrow and start cutting people off.
We not going to cut y'all off.
We ain't about to start cutting y'all off, you know, because, you know, you ain't like my last 10 posts. I'm really unbothered, right?
Yeah.
And so my day-to-day existence and my day-to-day life does not consist of what other people think about me.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time in meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I spend a lot of time spiritually.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't mean to take you out of church, but I will go in that space and I will invite the Holy Spirit in that realm with me and ask him to guide me and lead me. And sometimes you got to be quiet and be still.
Yeah.
Okay? So we're always in this rat race and we run and run and run all the time. But sometimes you got to be quiet and be still.
Yeah.
Right? And then see where that will lead. LaTanya, do you have any other tips for moving forward on 2020 that you think that would be helpful for our listeners?
Yeah, I think it's very important as you're going into 2020 to really first reflect on 2019, because you have to look at where you came from to know where you're going.
Mm.
So if you have not accomplished, and Teresa talked about this earlier, if you have not accomplished the goals that you set for 2019 or 2018, there's no way you can start working on 2020 new goals. Now, you can work on 2018 in 2020, but you really need to take a step back and see where you are. And I think it's important to reflect, to really take a minute and reflect. Pull out your journal, write down and reflect 2019. And then you need to transcribe and think about What happened? Why didn't it happen? Mm. What were you lacking? Mm-hmm. What was missing? We talked a lot earlier about your circle. Maybe it was the people that was around you, because we know how that can be, right? Mm-hmm. And not to say you can't have the friends you grew up with, not to say that you can't be friends with your coworkers, but make sure those people align with your goals. So sometimes it's the people that are holding you back from where you're trying to go. So you need to take a look at that. Teresa talked about meditation. Huge, huge. Start your day with something positive.
Yeah. You know, have you guys ever woke up in the morning and something happened? Like, let me give you an example. I'm going to give you guys an example. I was on my way to a meeting, and this meeting took me 10 months to even be able to meet with this client. I get up, I get dressed, I put on, you know, my Sunday's best.
You looking good?
Because I was what they say in the Southern world, I was clean. So I put on my Sunday's best, and I head to this meeting, and guess what? I want to stop by Starbucks. I love Starbucks, mm-hmm. and I'm going to get me a flat white, grande flat white. And guess what, guys? The top wasn't on tight, and it spilled on my white shirt. Now, I don't have any time because my meeting is at 10. It's practically right now 9:25, so I don't have the time to go home, change, and all that. And I immediately sat in that parking lot and almost cried because this was a serious contract, what I was going to meet with these clients for. And I literally sat in that parking lot and literally just sat there and cried because I'm just like, how am I going to do this? Mm-hmm. How do you call and reschedule this type of meeting that took you 10 months to get in front of the client?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Teresa, I'm going to let you have a pity party for 15. It wasn't even 15 minutes. It was 15 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to pull yourself together.
Yeah.
Okay? And let's move forward. Guys, let me tell y'all something. I got over there because I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the meeting was not far from uptown. I stopped over there at that Metropolitan Target and got me a T-shirt,
yeah,
a white T-shirt, put that T-shirt on, took that shirt off with that coffee on it, threw my blazer back on, and I went there and I killed it. So the moral of me talking about that is, I didn't let that ruin my day. Because how many times has something happened to you first thing in the morning? You're like, oh, I'm going to have a bad day. You've already claimed your bad day. Or you've allowed that bad experience when you woke up to claim your day. No, press it forward.
Yeah.
Press it forward.
Yeah.
It's okay to get into something and stay stuck. Don't stay stuck too long. Okay, so it knocked me down temporarily, but I got back up. So do you see my action? I went to Target and got me a white T-shirt.
Sounds
I spent $12 on a white T-shirt, which, by the way, I thought was a little pricey for Target. But, but anyway, goal accomplished. Not only did I make my meeting, I got there a little bit after 10, but, hey, I got the contract. So my point is, my first initial reaction when I spilled that coffee was like, it's not meant to be.
Yeah.
You know what? But now you get tried, and you don't know who's trying you sometimes, because let's be honest.
Right.
Sometimes Satan trying you.
Right.
And sometimes God trying you.
Yeah.
He tested your
testing
faith.
You.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's testing your faith
in
what you believe. And I said, I literally, in my mind, it didn't come out of my mouth. I'm like, it's just not meant for me to have this contract. It took me 10 months, and then boom, when I get the meeting, I spill the damn coffee. So, prime example of how I kept pressing forward. So, guys, don't ever let your situation determine your faith.
Yeah.
And one thing about faith, because I coach a lot of women. I work with a lot of women. For those of you that don't know what exactly it is that I do, I own a staffing and HR consulting company, a transportation business, and I also own Teresa Murphy, Inc., where we motivate and transition women from corporate America to entrepreneurship, and we push women past the space that they're in and help them excel into a new dimension of success. So that's pretty much what we do. And I hear folks all the time tell me how they're basically stuck.
Yeah.
Or the spouse has told them what they can't do.
Yeah.
Or the friends have told them how costly something is.
Yeah.
Or how impossible something is.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I'm the first to tell you, honey, and I am not here to take you out of church.
Let's go to church, Teresa.
They want me to take them to church.
Let's go to church, guys. I know y'all want to go to church today.
Nothing is impossible.
Right.
Absolutely nothing is impossible. And after all the failures and the triumphs of what I went through, and guys, my life is an open book, literally, because I released a book in 2014, got a new upcoming book. So what? I'm super excited. Will be released in March of 2020. But guys, people were shocked to know that I was broke. They were shocked to know I got a car repossessed. They were shocked to know I got evicted.
Yeah.
They were shocked because when they saw me, I didn't wear it on the outside, but I was broken on the inside. And if I haven't learned anything else from being a fraud, and this would always say, hanging around the wrong people, trying to be somebody that I'm not, spending money that I didn't have. If I didn't learn anything else, I learned that peace starts from within.
Yeah.
And if you don't have inner peace, I'm not talking about that fake peace.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about y'all that want to be posting these things on Facebook that you don't live by. Because, boy, everybody on Facebook is motivational and everybody's spiritual.
Exactly.
No judgment, but make sure you're living by what you're posting.
Absolutely. It's so important because people are watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be quick to call you out.
Oh, you think they won't?
Oh, they will.
Oh, I get it all the time. Okay. You know, this is the kicker for me, what people always say. So, you know, because I can't be human, I guess. You know, okay, Miss Life Coach. And, you know, for those of you that don't know, I'm a certified life coach. You know, okay, Miss Life Coach. But Miss Life Coach is human.
Yeah.
But one thing I will do is own my faults.
Absolutely.
Because if I don't own my faults and take accountability for my actions, I can't change.
And people want to see that you're human. People don't want fake. They want you to be authentic. They want to see the realness because then they can attract to you. I think that attracts people
because they want to
see people who are real. So, you know, believe it or not, you can fake it till you make it. But believe me when I tell you, people will figure it out. They will see. And God got a way of exposing people anyway.
Oh, honey.
So let me tell you something.
Honey.
If you sit around thinking that you're getting away with something, you're not. God has a way of exposing his people. And it's the lesson in it. So, you know, be careful of how much stuff you're sharing. Especially as we're going into 2020, do some things differently. Like Teresa said, stop all the resolutions. Let's just do some things differently.
You want to get a different result. If you did things this past year and you kept getting the same result, you need to do something different.
You got to do something different.
To yield a different result, you have to perform a different action, right? That's for broken relationships, broken marriages, broken friendships. I know a lot of, and I'm probably going to step up some toes, which is fine.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of women that will stay in relationships and marriages because they like the look of it.
Yeah.
You know, they like to post on social media how successful their marriage is. Guys, let me tell you something. Your happiness should be more important than anything else in your life.
Yeah.
Your happiness should be more important than what it looks like to other people.
Right.
Because the only person that's living that life in pain and dealing with who they're really not every day is yourself. Some people on social media can care less about you. So let this be a year ending of decision making, right? And changing who you are, and changing where you are, and changing the folks that you're hanging around, and changing these relationships. Hey, I'm not a relationship coach, and I don't try to be one, but what I do know is you deserve respect. When you know your value and when you know your worth, people can't mistreat you because you won't allow them to do so. Create boundaries. A lot of us don't have boundaries.
Right.
Create boundaries. That's with family. That's with friends. That's with absolutely everybody. You have to create boundaries. It's just, you know, I want to ask you, LaTanya, how do you go about creating boundaries now in your life with, like, your family? You do have children and your friends and things like that. So you have to create boundaries. How do you do that and it's successful?
Yeah, I think for me, I'm very critical. I'm very aware. And so for me, I make it very clear to others what I'm going to tolerate and what I'm not going to tolerate. What's for me is not for me. I set boundaries. Everything is not for me. But that's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a lot of people go to all these events and they show up for everything. I'm not showing up for everything. Everything is not for me. And I don't need to be everywhere just to be seen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm very critical about what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. And the same thing at home. I'm very for my family understand. Between the hours of 6 and 8, I am just not available.
Mm-hmm.
Don't knock on my bedroom door. Don't send me a text message. You may send it, but I may not respond. I set boundaries of my time. And one of the things I've done really well for 2019, Teresa, is making time for me. My me time, my designated time is carved out. It's on my calendar. Everybody knows. So you have to set boundaries so people know and they're fully aware of how far to go with you. Don't disturb my peace time. And for me, it's morning. So it's pretty much from, it could be 5 a.m. to 8 a.m., I'm unavailable.
I love
I'm really good about that. My Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have a set schedule. I work out with my coach, my trainer. Shout out to Maria.
Hey, shout out to LaTonya. LaTonya, hold on, guys. Side note, because listen, we got to acknowledge these accomplishments. LaTonya, please tell them how much weight you lost.
Guys, you know, it's so funny. Once I hit 20 pounds, I stopped counting. And the reason I did was because it just stopped being about the number. It became where it was more about me, how I felt every day. Honestly, it was how I felt. And so it got to a point, it wasn't about the pounds, it wasn't about the inches. It was less about that and more about me. It was more about how I felt every day, and I began to feel good. And not only look good, because you know me, whether I was 200 pounds or 160 pounds, as my daughter said, I'm overly confident. And that's just something that's enriched in me, but I began to really feel good. And once you start to feel good, you do things differently, you move differently. That was a huge investment for me. So I'm very proud of myself, and I appreciate all the support and accolades I've gotten from everybody. But guys, I really did it for me. It wasn't about anybody else. And if you're doing anything for anybody else, guys, it's not going to work. It has to be for you, and you have to make an effort every single day. I was telling Teresa earlier, right, I was saying it's a mind thing. Now I'm conscious that I go into a restaurant, oh, they don't have nothing that I, what can I get? You know, my coach has taught me, get a salad and have a cocktail. Don't starve yourself of anything, guys, because you want to enjoy the journey.
Totally.
You know, people are always looking at the glory, but enjoy the journey. You're going to have to give up some things, but you'll gain some things. I still have a cocktail. I still have some carbs. I'm still enjoying life, but I've learned how to do it moderately.
Discipline.
And Teresa would say discipline, small plates. So that's what I do. I set boundaries because I have a schedule. And you're not going to conflict with my schedule. You
I
know, when
it.
You make them appointments, I'm unavailable.
I
will counsel on somebody in a minute if they send me something or I reject the meeting because my boundaries are important
it.
To me, see.
I totally love it. That's how I love it. The client is absolutely amazing.
Thank you, guys.
I hope that she is motivating for a lot of folks out there because she was determined. She came to me, told me on so many occasions. And see, I'm the real accountability partner.
Yeah.
So you can't come to me and tell me what you want to do. I am going to hold you accountable. We're going to talk about execution, timeline, all of that. And, you know, she came to me and she just got so crazy. She said, I just don't like what I see in the mirror. And I said, hey, what are we going to do about it? But it wasn't that simple. It was several conversations and several situations. But, listen, you know, she's having a challenge, a 2020 challenge. It's a 21-day 2020 challenge. And, guys, let me tell you something. Anything that you do for 21 days, it actually can become a habit. You can develop a habit if you do it for 21 days straight.
Yeah.
So be mindful of that. A lot of times it's hard. So nobody's telling you to go do something. We're telling you to make the effort.
Yeah.
All right? If you got to hit the reset button, it's okay. Hit the reset button, okay?
Yeah.
The goal is, you know, I see a lot of folks when it comes to health, guys, you know, back in the day, you know, I'm 48, you know, and back in the day, you had to be 60 and 70 to have cancer and high blood pressure and diabetes and congestion heart failure. And now, you know, it's folks at 30-something that's getting diagnosed with these things.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're blaming it on the food or whatever it may be. That could be possible. But at the end of the day, you have to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
So not necessarily about weight loss,
mm-hmm.
right, but more about being healthy. And I commend LaTonya for doing such an amazing job and taking back control of her life and looking amazing. And so it gives her something to look forward for, you know, to 2020. I'm super excited. And I wish, guys, that I had I wish I would have put the show out a little earlier because I really would love to hear some folks call in and talk about their 2020 goals or talk about your 2019 challenges and maybe ask some questions about how you can move forward. But if you do have any questions as far as needing help with moving forward on your 2020 goals or, you know, trying to change your becoming a better person and things of that nature, I can tell you firsthand, you got to first own the things that you've done wrong. You have to take accountability for your actions. Otherwise, you have nothing to work on or nothing to look forward to. We are going to wrap up shortly because LaTanya and I are going to enjoy the last day of 2019.
Yes, we are, guys. You got to celebrate. Celebrate, guys. I know there's some small wins. Just celebrate all that you are going to put your energy and time and your focus into doing in 2020. I think that's, you got to celebrate, guys. Just take some time for you.
And, you know, that is the main objective, the main reason for my event, my upcoming event in London, UK, is for women to celebrate their wins. So it's not a conference where folks are just talking and you're taking notes. We are all in this together. We are all going to London to learn something from one another. So if you have any type of business issues, just problems, period, with your business, even bring your personal issues to London. We're okay with that. We're going to be a sisterhood in London, UK, because that's what it's all about. We love hearing success stories. I would tell you, I'm a big advocate. But after your success stories, a lot of times when we go to these events, we want to hear, like, honestly, we want to hear, how did you get there? Give us something to work with, right? So it's just so important, and I'm looking so forward to my 2020. I got a big project on the horizon with my partner here, LaTanya, and we'll be announcing that pretty soon. We're super excited about that. And, guys, again, if you have questions and you need assistance with moving forward or even creating, LaTanya Taylor's 2020 Challenge is a great way to start off your year. I'm going to let her shortly tell you how you can be a part of that challenge. And then we'll get back with you guys shortly so we can wrap up the show. So, LaTanya, do you want to let them know how they can join your 2020 Challenge?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. I'm really excited. You know, as I was accomplishing some of my goals for 2019, guys, I was really thinking about what kind of got me there. And I wanted to do something for other people. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to be able to not just share my journey, but, guys, I want to help and show other people kind of how I got there. And the challenge is not about weight loss, guys. I get a lot of people saying, is the 20-day challenge about weight loss? Absolutely, it's not about weight loss. But, of course, that's going to be a part of it because that's a part of my journey. What I will tell you is that it's going to be a great opportunity for you to truly focus for 20 days. You know, as Teresa mentioned, it takes 21 days to build a habit. So I'm going to work with you the first 20 days as you go on your journey to building positive habits and routines. The whole purpose of the 2020 challenge is to teach you what successful people are doing to be successful. And that does not mean just in your businesses, in your families, in your fit, your health. It's in regard to, you know, stop thinking small, start thinking big. It's about putting you on a path of positivity every day. When you wake up in the morning, I'm going to give you tools, I'm going to give you guidance, and I'm going to give you resources to start your day off right every single day. And for 20 days, guys, it's going to be a daily challenge. You'll get to talk to me via text. You'll get to talk to me, get responses from me on email. I'll do live, as well as I'm going to have a private group. So, guys, if you have not joined the challenge, please do. If this is something you're interested in, go to my social media pages. You can go to LaTanya Taylor on Facebook, or you can go to She's a Boss Association on Facebook, or you can go to She's a CEO. And more information is there, guys. I'm really excited. I'm thrilled. Thank you for all of you guys that have already joined and signed up. We're going to have some fun over the first 20 days of January. So I'm excited. Thank you for Teresa.
Oh, sure thing, guys. All right. And, I mean, I'm super excited. I actually enrolled in the 2020 challenge, so I'm super excited as well. So I'm always teachable. I tell people that all the time. I have been a business owner for about 13 years now, but I never stop learning. I'm a sponge. I'm always teachable, and I always love learning new things. So we are going to wrap up the show and wrap up our 2019. Like, guys, I can't believe it. We are ending a decade.
Teresa, I don't even know what to say. It's been a busy year.
Oh, God, it has.
It's been a busy year, guys. And I've been seeing some of you guys. You've been busy. So
yes.
I applaud you. So
guys,
I'm excited.
You guys have been doing an amazing job. a lot of you guys are out there. You're hustling, tackling those goals. And, hey, guys, everything is not about entrepreneurship and being a business owner. I know some of the most influential women that are in corporate America. I mean, honestly, you know.
We came from corporate America.
We did. And some of I mean, we need some of y'all to stay in corporate America, you know, our attorneys, our FBI agents, our doctors, our nurses.
Yeah.
You know, we need a lot of you guys to stay in corporate America. It's important.
Yeah.
So everybody is not built and cut out for entrepreneurship. So you don't have to ride that business owner wave. It's not for everybody, right?
Right.
But I want to thank all of you guys again for your support. All of you guys' support throughout the year with Motivate My Life. We are in season 4, episode 37. And if it was not for you guys, none of this would be possible. I'm super excited about what's upcoming for Motivate My Life Radio. We are going to change some things for this year, but of course, for the better. We're going to check it out when Nipsey Hustle. For those of you that want to know how to reach me, please go to TMIC on all social media outlets. And if you have a question or some challenges you want to discuss, please email us, teresa@teresamurphy.com. And we're going to wrap this up. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivating My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. Got my co-host, LaTanya Taylor. And remember, to change your life, you have to change your priorities. And there is nothing more powerful than a change mind.
This switch cheese is butt. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love in the dream we trust. You'll be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny copy, that's my love, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustles seem to brush? Las Vegas strip pop, yeah, you creamed them punks. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stumps. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price.
All right, guys.
All my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, grinding all my life.
How about
sacrifice?
Faith,
hustle, paid the price. One slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life.